Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Is the 1-1. And he swings and lifts it in the air deep. Left field line in the corner goes Hayes looking up, and it's gone. Jordan Alvarez with an opposite field, two-run home run, his 26th home run of the year. The Astros put five on the board here in the fourth inning, and they lead it now 6-0 over Walker and the Phils.
Ah, what a day yesterday. What a day. After all the good vibes for about 4 days, the Phillies go out there yesterday, and what Doc Rivers would call a schedule loss. Yeah, offense played the role, too, as they got no hit for about seven innings. But the real culprit was Taijuan Walker. And this has to be it. This has to be it for Taijuan Walker. Oh, my. Hope you're proud of yourself, Hugh Douglas.
I hope you're proud. Wait a minute. Why?
Because you painted the picture that he's going to get another start, and then he took a match, and he just set the place on fire yesterday.
I was just being real with y'all. I just kept it real. I was a drunk at the barbecue, drunk uncle at the barbecue, that told you your girlfriend wasn't that attractive or your boyfriend wasn't that attractive. And I wasn't lying.
Can I be real now?
Yes.
This guy has stolen $18 million this season. We're not watching a major league pitcher. Not watching a major leaguer, Hugh. His ERA is in the mid-sixes. He pitched six innings yesterday and had zero strikeouts and only two swings and misses. You could find almost any pitcher in the minor leagues right now. Bring them up. They would do better.
Go ahead. No, because I saw the post game. I was at Chicken Pete's when the post game came on, right? So I only could hear it, and I didn't hear the whole thing. I didn't hear what he said the whole thing. But whatever he said, people were like, are you kidding me?
Do you want to hear it?
Joe, because I'm listening, and I'm like, but I knew, like, you know how when you're watching something and you can tell by the person's facial expression that they really aren't reading the room?
Yeah.
Or they're really not. They really don't have a clue, or it feels like they don't have a clue about what has really has transpired. That's what it kind of felt like yesterday.
Let's hear that. Yesterday after the game, after Taijuan Walker gives up six runs in six innings, has zero strikeouts. He allowed, I believe, 13 hits yesterday in a baseball game.
Bro, 13. I was driving down and the game started. He had like four hits. He gave up four hits already, and it was like in the first inning or something like that. It was something crazy.
Do you know how many pitchers in Philly's history? The last time a pitcher in Philly's history allowed 13 hits without a single strikeout was in 1948.
Oh.
1948, okay? They were still, at that point, getting used to Jackie Robinson playing in the major leagues. It's a long time ago.
And this is a franchise with a lot of bad pitching.
The way that you just said that was crazy.
Well, they were. I mean, obviously, a lot of people were not happy about it.
People,
no, it was just the way...
Well, because he debuted at 47, right? It was still, like, it was new. Jackie Robinson was new.
Damn, that's the longest time ago.
I know. Jackie Robinson was new.
I think you just got you people.
No, he didn't. It was just the way. No, he kept it clean, but the way he said it, I mean, you know, you got to.
It was
kids,
new.
You got to think about that. For
it
a
was
while.
New. All right, let's hear from Taiwan what he was talking about yesterday.
Ty, what do you think you need to do to get back to like the best version of yourself?
I mean, you know, it's, it doesn't really look like it today, but I mean, I thought I had too many ground ball outs as I got today and weaker contact that I got today. I thought it was a step in the right direction. So I got a lot of ground balls. You know, the two seam into righties is something we worked on this past bullpen. I feel like I executed pretty well. I just think that, you know, just continue going, getting the ground balls, trying to get as much weak contact as possible.
I mean, come on.
Step in the right direction.
No, listen. I get what he was doing. He's trying to make it positive. He's trying to salvage his self-esteem. That probably wasn't the moment to do that.
Can I steal a line from you?
Yes.
Yeah, that dog is not hunting.
He was being reflective and you're trying, you know how when you're like, well, you know, I had the, like the ground balls were doing what they do. Yeah. Bro, you ain't get a strikeout. You say no strikeouts since what, 1940 what?
Last time a Phillies pitcher gave up that many hits without a single strikeout was 1948. I mean, you got to be bad. And that's what he is right now.
Do you think that he didn't realize that? I mean, you got to know you ain't throwing strikes, though.
Like, you know when no one is swinging and missing that you're in trouble. And no one is swinging and missing. He got two swings and missed yesterday. So the Phillies get blown out. Can we hear from Topper, and then we'll look forward to a team that has a huge series starting tonight. And the reality is now, they've lost the last nine times that Walker has started. They haven't won a game with Taiwan pitching since May 22nd. We are about to go to September here, everybody. All right, let's hear from Topper after the game last night.
Taiwan's sprinter had better action since he came back. But more so on the fastball, it really hasn't translated to results. Just what do you think that is?
Not really sure. I don't really have an answer for it. I thought he was okay for the first couple innings, and then he lost finish in the fourth, but... there wasn't a whole lot of hard contact early, but fourth there was. But to his credit, he gave us the fifth and sixth and wanted to go back out there and save the bullpen. So, it was a rough day all the way around in every aspect.
Where do you go from here with that?
Now we got to talk about
when Walker came back in after that fourth inning, I think you had a conversation with him. What was that about?
Well, I just want to make sure he was okay, and he wanted to go back out. And then in the fifth inning, it was like 13 pitches, so he still had some pitches left, and so I wanted to make sure he was okay again, and he wanted to go back out. So he finished strong. That fourth inning wasn't it was a little rough.
Is there a possibility that he starts again this year?
We got to discuss it.
Two chances there to say he's going to start again. He kept saying we need to discuss it. So obviously this is the decision they have to make. But they lose yesterday big. By the way, some big Eagles news coming down. We'll tell you about it in just a minute here. But Hugh, now they have the Braves coming in. Braves won again last night. Five games is the lead. The Braves just swept the Minnesota Twins. Phillies won two out of three. They did win the series against Houston, but they lost the game off the lead because the Braves swept their series against Minnesota. Hugh, are you... you nervous about this series? This is the Braves' final chance. This is the last time they play each other. This is the Braves' last shot at the Phillies. Phillies up five heading into tonight.
No, I'm not worried. I know what happened yesterday, and it was something that was said. I think Kyle said it first, and I heard it again. Where, and I think it was TK. Was TK on last night? Somebody on there. I think
TK
it was him and Ashlyn.
And Ashlyn were on, yeah.
Yeah, shout out to both of them because I was listening to the show, and I think they said it as well, that the players knew that Taiwan was on the mound, and so they kind of gave up. I'm not saying that wasn't true, but there's probably something to that.
Well, there's a mental aspect to it, yeah.
And then on top of that, you talk about the way they move people around. Like, Taiwan was supposed to pitch tonight, and they moved him to last night.
Good thing.
Yeah, so I feel like Topper did this on purpose. And follow me, people, because... Before Kyle start yelling and screaming, he's about to start screaming. Listen to what I'm about to say, Kyle. Because you have to give him. This is the ninth game he's had where he hasn't won. Give me a minute, Kyle. I'm going to wrap it all up for you in a minute.
Can we wrap up his career in Philadelphia,
please? No, but let me tell you. So now you've put yourself in a situation where it's almost like when you go to HR, and I've been to HR. Like when you mess up, y'all can relate to this. Well, y'all probably can't, but I'll tell you. When you go to HR and they had that folder of all your transgressions,
oh, no.
And they just, you know what I mean? And they show you that folder, and they show you on this date of August 23rd, 2020, you did so and so and so, and we reprimanded you for it. It's kind of the same thing. They got nine games, they got a nine game sampling size.
So they put that last one yesterday on top. Six yes. innings, zero strikeouts.
Yes, yes. And now when – because, see, this is the thing y'all tend to forget about Taiwan. Taiwan has had what are the moments you want to call them where he's kind of thrown little hissy fits?
Yeah, he's been a big old baby.
Where he hasn't – he felt like he's been slighted. He felt like he should have gotten more – he's felt entitled.
Yeah, that's a good word.
That's the word I'm looking for. He's felt entitled.
He wanted to be on the playoff team.
He wanted to be on the playoff team last year. He felt some kind of way. He liking tweets, talking bad about your boss. Now that one was in the folder too, Joe. That one went in the folder. That one, he didn't get in trouble for that one that day. But you best believe that one's in the folder.
I kind of hope this happens. He goes in the top.
No, I'm trying to tell you, Joe. It's in the folder. It's also in the folder when he rushed to come back and he forced his way back into the lineup, and the Coupe de Gracie. Was the nine innings.
The what?
The Coupe de Gracie.
That is not it.
It's the Coupe de Gracie,
Coup de Gras.
Right?
Coup de Gras.
Coupe de Gracie. How you spell it?
Sure.
Emmanominy. The Coupe de Gracie.
Just cook. What do you got?
No. And that was it. That's it. That night, that game yesterday?
Yeah, that was it.
That was the Coupe de Gracie.
It better be it. It better be it. Now, listen, I wish they had the momentum off of yesterday going to the Braves series. I'm not worried. My gut check is the same as it's been since June. I'm not worried about the Braves. I'm not worried.
Nah.
They will perform well this weekend, and they will. This is the Braves' last shot, and I don't expect the Braves to come in here and create any sort of real dent. I'm not nervous, worried heading into the weekend. Kyle, how about you?
I'll give you a coup de Gracie here, Hugh. That was a step in the right direction for Taiwan Walker. That direction is off of this baseball team or never on the mound pitching for this team again. This is why it was so stupid to roll him back out there again. This team finally just started feeling like it was gaining momentum, getting the bats were going, the offense got hot, like the vibes were high. We had JT talking about this team being built to win the World Series before yesterday's game. You know what happened when they rolled him out there? The team gave up. They got no hit through seven innings. I think they all walked into that stadium yesterday saying, we're not winning this game. Let's mail it in and get ready for the Braves series. I am worried that this just killed all of that momentum right before the biggest series of the season. If this series goes wrong, I am putting this squarely on Rob Thompson. For putting him back out there.
I get that.
But that was an appalling decision.
Yeah, but what about Dombrowski's role in this? He paid him, and he's got to give – he has to bring a pitcher up from the minor leagues, right? Topper needs another option.
Sure, but why – like, does Rob Thompson, like, not have any sway whatsoever where he can't say to Dave Dombrowski, this guy is actively hurting my team on a day-to-day basis.
I agree.
He can't start again.
Now,
Topper can make that decision.
Well, the decision I feel was made yesterday.
From above.
But it was made yesterday.
You heard it yesterday. He said – we had to talk about that.
Topper has a hand in this decision. This isn't solely Dave Dombrowski forcing Thompson to put him back out there. Topper can say, no, are you serious about winning the World Series? Are you serious about winning the division? He can't go out there again.
Well, then look at the way
the team responded to him playing yesterday.
Put the pressure on Dombrowski now. Maybe he has behind the scenes. We don't know. But he's got to go to him and say, you got to give me somebody else. I can't win with this guy.
Okay, well then Topper can do that too. Like, honestly, I am willing to roll the dice on anybody out there on the mound besides Taiwan Walker.
I think that's what happened yesterday, though, Kyle. I mean, I think there's a lot of behind the scenes with this, and there might have been a camp that wanted Taiwan out there and a camp that didn't, and maybe Topper was in that camp.
What camp was that? Taiwan?
Wait a minute.
Himself? His family?
But my point is this.
Hugh?
Yeah.
you had to do this. Like I think I came with another high-end analogy when I said the HR moment because this is what that was.
It was funny. I mean, especially with
it was on point.
Here's where you're wrong. They did not have to roll him out there yesterday. They didn't.
So here's
the decision was easy. To say Don't never go out there again. They're about to do it right now.
I am not concerned about the series against the Braves. I think they'll pick up where they left off. They've got their four good starters out there. They're going to be okay in this series this weekend. I'm not worried about the Braves. I'm not worried about this weekend because of yesterday. But I will go off this. If they miss out on the one seed or two seed by a game, like I'm going to point to the last nine starts by Taiwan Walker. They can't win with this guy. Nine.
So why put him back out there when you know he's a guaranteed out?
I didn't want to put him back out there.
It's a disastrous decision by Thompson. Right.
Speaking of, this might not be disastrous, but it certainly is noteworthy. We have some Eagles news here, Hugh, to hit before we go back to the phone lines. All right, so according to Ian Rapoport, Eagles veteran defensive back James Bradbury suffered a lower leg injury during yesterday's practice. Surgery not required, but the injury involves a tendon, and recovery time for an injury of this nature is approximately 6 to 8 weeks. That's a big one.
That's great for him.
It's a time. Well, what? He got hurt.
Well, let me just say this.
he's like, injured.
Like when I think, like especially now for Bradbury being an older player,
yeah,
I'm thinking more so not that he's playing divested, like
I'm
and now it's
to
a
win
roster
football
spot.
Games.
No, but it's a but. Okay, let me break this down for you just a little bit. Like, the other day we were all surprised that he made the team, right?
Yes.
And a lot of people were kind of upset that he made the team. So what I was thinking was, oh, it's a win-win. Because now you get that roster spot and he gets vested.
So
it's better for him. That's how I was thinking.
Sure, in terms of him staying on the roster and he gets to get paid while he's
vested,
injured.
Yes.
But the issue for me is they're thin at safety to begin with. They put him on the team because they're thin at safety.
Yeah, and they're probably going to go out and get somebody. Somebody's been cut. It'll probably be somebody who actually plays safety. But there are some safeties out there that you could get to fill that roster spot.
We got to play Jordan Love next Friday, and we're taking people off the street to play backup safety.
Well, I mean, you know, some good players got cut the other day, and I'm pretty sure teams are still filling out their rosters. You know, there are still some moves to be made. That's how I was thinking about it.
Yeah.
I said it out loud,
thing.
Though. It's a good thing.
The Chargers just released a safety, Tony Jefferson.
A little older, but he's been around. He was with the Ravens.
He's actually expected to join their practice squad.
Okay.
False alarm.
All right, 215-592-9494. All right, let's get back to the phone lines and all this stuff. Is this truly a Super Bowl or bust season for the Eagles? I don't think so. Hugh is banging the table that he wants to get to New Orleans, and this is that kind of season. And your reaction to yesterday, are you worried now about this Braves series after the Phillies lost that momentum yesterday against the Astros with the disastrous start by Taiwan Walker? And Hugh's clues. First clue today, current college football coach that Hugh knows personally. Winner today gets a pair of tickets to the Eagles' official season kickoff watch party. All right, let's go to Drew in Westchester. Hey, Drew.
Drew.
Hey, what's going on, folks? Been a little bit. Good to talk to you.
You too, Drew. How you been, buddy?
Well,
you good?
Bro.
Yeah, I'm good. Joe, congrats on your gig hosting the pregame show. I will see you for the Falcons game, and I know it's going to be your first home game, but I need you to bring it because I'm having a son later this fall, so it might be the only game I'm at this year. I'm going to be watching a lot of games from home, so I need you to bring it that night, fire in the crowd.
Oh, true. I will do that. Thank you for the congratulations,
man.
Yeah, that's true. That's awesome, and I will bring it. It will be easy to bring energy to that night for two reasons. One, it's the first home game, first one, and that's the Nick Foles night, Drew. I mean, we're all going to be energized that night.
Yes, I'm looking forward to some Foles chants in the crowd, kind of fitting that the Falcons and Kirk Cousins and all. And thank you, Hugh. I really appreciate it. So in terms of the Eagles topic, I'm going to try my own bad analogy for a few seconds here, and I think it'll make sense. So a couple years ago, I hurt my hand playing volleyball. I dove for a ball and just kind of landed on it awkwardly, and it was bothering me a little bit, and I decided to get it checked out. I went to the doctor, and the doctor, you know, starts like just taking like my oxygen, my blood pressure, like all this stuff, and I'm really confused. I'm like, hold on, like I'm not sick in the traditional sense, like I just hurt my hand. And she's like, I know, I just need to, like, you know, do some like procedural stuff here. And the way I view it is I need to see that like the franchise is healthy before I can, you know, think Super Bowl or bust. So like my hands, the Super Bowl, but like Jalen Hurts and like Nick Sirianni, like they're the core vitals. I need to see that they are in a good place. So if we go like 11-6 and win a couple playoff games, I'm at peace with that. I can't view it as Super Bowl or bust going in this year.
I think it makes sense. I followed that. I mean, it's like, can they survive? Is Jalen still a top 10-ish quarterback? Right? Was last year just a blip? Is he going to be that guy again? Can they survive without Kelce and Cox? Are the young defenders at least on an upward trajectory? If we get positive answers to all that, Drew, and it ends in the divisional round, I'll sleep fine in the offseason.
Exactly. Like, if the heartbeat of the team is healthy and the arrow is pointing up, I'm good. Now, similar to what you were saying, Joe, like, I don't think this NFC is that good. I think the Packers are pretty good. I think the Lions are good. I'm not high on the 49ers. I'm not high on Dallas. So my expectations could change. But right now, I'm just not – I don't view it like – I don't think it's on the 2004 level at all in terms of what you were referencing earlier.
Yeah, that was a Super Bowl or bust season. Drew, give us a guess here for Hugh's Clues. Who's the current college coach that Hugh knows?
You got it. So I believe this guy was a Georgia assistant when Hugh was in Atlanta, and I actually think his Oregon team is going to be really good this year. I'm going with Dan Lanning.
Dan Lanning was there, but no, that's not the right answer.
But it's a really good guess. I actually think Oregon's going to win the national title.
Oregon, you know what's funny? When they came into the Big Ten, did you see where they put they had a meme where they were like the big dogs coming into the Big Ten, and like they had the chihuahuas. I think they're going to get a rude awakening.
Oh, so we see it different. I think they're going to be the best team in the Big Ten.
You think so?
I think they'll win the title.
You think they're going to be better than Ohio State?
It's the two of them. But I think they get Ohio State in Oregon.
Yeah, but okay. But and to your point, the Big Ten ain't what it used to be. It's only like two teams that you could think of that are like legit threatements
those
in
two.
The Big Ten.
Those two.
Ohio State, Michigan.
Well, no, I think Oregon and Ohio State.
Well, I meant original.
Oh, yeah,
Big Ten. Well, not original, but the Blue Bloods. In the
Big
Ten.
I think Michigan's come back off of last year a little bit. Let's go to Chuck in Mount Airy. What's up, Chuck?
Yo, Jillio, what's the dealio?
What's up, man?
Chuck, how we doing?
Hey, man, listen, I just want to say something, man. Listen to Hugh Douglas, right? I'm going to tell you something, right? Keep HR as far away from him as you can. You know what I mean? You have nightmares about HR. Listen, the brothers don't like HR.
Man, listen.
Right. We don't like HR.
When HR called, she called me a couple weeks ago, and I was like, what's she calling me for?
Let that one go to voicemail.
Yeah, I tell them straight up when I'm at, man, listen, don't call me. Don't just text me or send me an email. I don't want to talk to you. I don't want to see you. You know what I mean? I want to be invisible to HR. They mess with people's livelihoods. You know what I mean? But I get it. Trust me. It's like going before the judge when you go to HR. I don't play with HR, man. Not at all. You know what I'm saying? But I just want to say, you know, Hugh, I'm with you on this one. Joe, I like to agree with you, Joe. You're my guy. But come on, man. You know, this is a Super Bowl or bust year. It's Super Bowl bust. Last time I checked, we got one Super Bowl. One. In our Super Bowl trophy case. That's not enough for an Eagles franchise. You know what I'm saying? I've been in business since the 50s or whatever, 40s, whatever. I need more Super Bowls, man. You know what I mean? Every year, especially when you got talent like this, it got to be a Super Bowl bust year. This is a Super Bowl bust year because, you know, in the NFL, you know, your window closed real quick.
Now, Chuck, it does, and sometimes it closes faster than you think, right? You think you have 4 years, and it's actually three. You think you have five, and it's actually it does seem to close quicker. But, Chuck, I feel like their window's going to be open a little while. This defense is all so young. They should keep this thing together for 3-4 years.
But you can't say that definitely.
No, not definitely. You know what I mean? You're right.
You know, the only window I know that stayed open that long because they had the greatest quarterback to ever play football was the Patriots window.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Yeah, you don't get that. You know what I'm saying? So when you got a chance to strike iron, you strike that iron while it's hot. And we still got unfinished business from 2 years ago when we played the Chiefs. You know what I'm saying? We came up that short. I think we forget how close we was to win that. We was up by 10, jiggling to my girl, Rihanna, when she came on at halftime. I'm telling her, I'm dancing everything. I'm thinking the thing was in the bag.
Well, and remember, Mahomes is hobbling off the field at halftime, too.
I'm thinking we got this thing in the bag, so my heart still go out to that year. You know what I'm saying? So I'm not over that quite yet. So, yeah, I need to get back to New Orleans this year and win that thing and bring that second Super Bowl trophy home. You know what I mean? That'd be a second one within, what, we won in 17? What, that's the second one in, what, 7 years?
Yeah, 2 in 7 years. Well, that would be, that's big-time NFL status right there. All right, Chuck, give us a guess here. Hugh's Clues, current college football coach that Hugh knows.
I mean, I'm going to go with, you know, the guy has the same name as Hugh Douglas, the first name. I'm going with Hugh Jackson.
Hugh Jackson. That's a good guess.
Yeah, I know.
Chuck, appreciate it. That's not the one, but he was a really interesting NFL coach. What was he? Was he there in Cleveland, Hugh, when they were 0-16?
He had a rough one. Then he was coaching at Grambling for a little while. Yeah, Grambling State.
The Raiders was his first NFL gig as a head coach. Yeah, I always found him as an interesting character. 215-592-9494. Eagles Radiothon. EaglesRadiothon.com. It's going on. So 5 p.m. today is when the bids close. We'll tell you more about some of the experiences you could bid on coming up on the other side. You could have a $30 t-shirt designed by Jason and Kylie Kelsey. Buy that right now. All the proceeds, Eagles Radiothon and the Eagles Autism Foundation. If you just want to make any sort of donation, regardless of how high or how... Whatever you have to give, text MIDDAY, M-I-D-D-A-Y, to 53209, and those donations will go directly, 100% of them, invested to innovative autism research and care programs. We are so happy to be part of this. Text MIDDAY to 53209. All right, more coming up on the other side. Your phone calls, 215-592-9494. Is this truly a Super Bowl or bust season for the Eagles? And you're worried, though, for this Braves series. You got Kyle over here worried because the Phillies lost the momentum yesterday. I'm not worried. I haven't been worried about the Braves all year. I won't start now. I'm not worried about this series. I think they'll play fine this weekend. And Jalen Hurts joined the morning show and was asked about the loss of Jason Kelce. I thought his answer was really interesting. We'll play that next, along with your calls. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP. You've heard us talk a lot about FanDuel in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, America's number one sportsbook. Well, we have something a little different for you. Now through September 22nd, all FanDuel customers can bet $5 and get a three-week free trial of NFL Sunday Ticket from YouTube and YouTube TV. Then, with the YouTube TV-based plan, you'll be able to watch every regular season Sunday afternoon at a market game. All you need is a Google account and a current form of payment, and you can cancel any time. Visit FanDuel.com/GIGLIO to download America's number one sport.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Sportsbook, FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 94 WIP. Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Jill, you guys with us. 215-592-9494 gets you aboard. A lot to discuss here in the Midday Show today, including are the Eagles. Is this really a Super Bowl or bust season? I mean, when you think about the team, where they're at last year, two new coordinators, the expectations, is it for you a Super Bowl or bust year? A lot of people saying yes, agreeing with Hugh Douglas today. Kyle and I are not seeing it the same way. I mean, look, there's expectations.
Because y'all worried about y'all feelings, man. Nobody thinking about your feelings.
Well, I am. A little bit, yeah. But there's just certain years where you go in and you're like, if they don't win the Super Bowl this year, I'll spin it to the Phillies, who we're talking about as well, with the big series starting against the Braves. This is a World Series or bust season for the Phillies. If the Phillies do not win the World Series this year, it's a disaster. I mean, their window is not going to stay open for 4 or 5 more years. They're all in their 30s. This is it. Like, this is their best shot to win the World Series. I felt that in spring training. I felt it throughout the year. This is it. That's not the way I view the Eagles. I think they have a shot, and they certainly could win 11 or 12 games and make noise in the NFC playoffs, and maybe they will win the Super Bowl. I just don't view it that way. 0-4 Eagles, that was a Super Bowl or bust season. All right, to your phone calls, and Hugh, the people need another clue here, you know.
They need another clue. Well, let me get my clue pad, piece of paper.
Yeah, like Hugh's Clues with his clue pad, like Blue's Clues. All right, you want a pair of tickets today on the line. You will win to the Eagles' official season kickoff watch party presented by Bud Light at the Link next Friday night. So today we're looking for you to grab this one. First clue was current college football coach that Hugh Douglas knows personally. How about clue two, Hugh?
Oh, yeah, this clue should give it away right here, people. Y'all ready?
Mm-hmm.
What are we giving away again?
A pair of tickets. Kickoff watch party presented by Bud Light.
No, I'm just saying, I'm trying to get people excited for it because this is going to be the one I expect the next caller to have this. This head coach is a former Cowboy.
You fraternizing with Cowboys, Hugh Douglas?
Sometimes.
Okay. All right.
So disappointed in you, man.
Yeah, I know.
Former Cowboy. That is the second clue today. And don't forget, text midday to 53209. And the Phillies. Kyle is worried about this series, thinks that Taiwan took all the wind out of their sails yesterday.
No, I think Topper took the wind out of their sails by putting Walker out
what
there.
What is he supposed to do?
Not put him out there. Put literally anybody else out there. I don't care. I'll put freaking Weston Wilson on the mound.
I got you. I just feel like Topper is getting the heat for everyone else's mistake. It was Dombrowski's mistake. How about Middleton steps in at some point? His money.
That's all spilt milk to me at this point. Signing Taiwan Walker was a bad signing.
Like terrible.
That's. I think we've all come to accept that. We've known that for weeks, months, a year. That's done with.
But if you remove him from the roster, the manager can't use him.
But here's the thing. The manager doesn't have to put him out there. Topper has the power to make a decision and say, I like my chances rolling the dice with literally anybody else besides Taiwan Walker. He did not do it. I think he failed the Phillies yesterday.
All right. Can we at least meet in the middle here? I think Topper handled the game as it went along well yesterday. He forced Taiwan to pitch 2 more innings.
Yeah, he saved the bullpen.
And then he didn't pitch any reliever that you want pitching against the Braves.
I agree. But I don't like the way that the team responded. But now, this could be another conversation. Like, the offense mailing it in, thinking, hey, this is basically a scheduled loss. That's another conversation. But Topper's the one that put the loss on the schedule.
I agree. Well, he certainly facilitated the loss on the schedule. He didn't help with it yesterday. 215-592-9494. Let's go back to the phone lines here. Howard in South Jersey. Hey, Howard.
Hey, Joe. How you guys doing?
What's going on?
Hey, Howard. What's up, pal?
So, you know, I kind of agree with you, but I also agree with you because, you know, the one thing that Howie Roseman did is that, you know, he went out and got Saquon Barkley, who, again, the Eagles haven't paid big money to running backs. We all pretty much know that. He went out and drafted Quinyon Mitchell and Cooper DeJean, Cooper was a second-round pick, but he was slated as a first-round guy, and they haven't done that since, Lito Shepherd in the early 2000s.
Yep.
So I think that pretty much signals that, you know, he's ready to go all in on this thing. And I think Hugh nailed it, too, is that, you know, Jalen's had a sip of the wine. You know, he's tasted it getting to the Super Bowl, and he played really well. But I want to do keg stands down Broad Street and hoist that Lombardi Trophy. That's what I want from this football team.
Keg stand sounds crazy, though.
Yeah, I mean, I would love to do that with you, Howard. I mean, Hugh and
keg
I...
Keg stand?
Yeah.
I'm not doing no keg stand,
come on,
stand,
if they
Joe.
Win the Super Bowl this year, we won't do a keg stand with Howard?
First of all, who hold me up, Joe? Like, seriously, who's holding me up?
We need a few people, yeah.
Yeah, I'm not trusting y'all. Y'all drunk asses holding me up to do it. No.
We're going to need like a crane.
Hey, I'd rather have at least I know the crane won't drop me. Y'all ain't dropping me.
All right, Howard, I'll do it. If they win the Super Bowl, I'll do it with you, Howard, all right? Go ahead.
Real quick, too, Joe. And here, you started off real great with the analogy, like right off the rip, and then the Star Wars thing, man, you killed me with that, brother.
It happens from time to time. I mean, but hey, it's thought provoking though, because it gets people to think.
What's the thought? What's you saying?
What the hell is he talking about? Kyle told me somebody texted him that I need speech therapy.
Offered it up as a radiothon.
It's a big difference between not knowing how to say words and butchering words. So get it right.
This guy's a professional broadcaster.
I butcher words every day. I know how to say words. I just butcher them.
There's a charm to it. There really is. Howard, give us a guess here for Hughes Clues. Who are we talking about today?
I'm actually sad that this is probably going to be the guy who said former Cowboy. And we don't do that on this station, I thought. But I'm going to say it's Deion Sanders primetime.
You know what? I knew that would be the next guest.
No,
Howard,
I knew it too.
We appreciate
and
it.
Thank God it isn't.
That's actually not it. To be fair, we kind of set Howard up because the first former Cowboy you think of coaching college football
is Deion Sanders.
It's not Deion.
It's funny, you know, because Rhea guessed that too. Rhea, shout out to Rhea Hughes. She was listening.
Now, if it was Deion, I'm sure everyone thought Deion. Now, Deion's got a game tonight, by the way, right? It's tonight or tomorrow?
Yeah, tonight.
Against
they play North Dakota State tonight.
They're favored by about 10 points. Just 10.
Wow.
Well, they only won four games last year. They were 3-0.
Then they started.
That's right. So we'll see tonight. All right, 215-592-9494. Kyle, before we go back to lines, let's hear Jalen Hurts. Because our last caller there, Howard, mentioned, you know, Hurts has had a sip of the wine. Hughes mentioned that. But this is different. Yes, Jalen is further along in his career, but the circumstances around him have changed. They have a new coordinator, which is a new offense for him to learn and execute. Sometimes that could take a little while. I think we'll see a better Jalen Hurts in October, November, December than we will in September. I just think it's going to take him a little bit to get rolling here with the new offense. And the other thing, Hugh, that's way different than the past is there's no more Jason Kelce to call out the blitz and call out the protections and set protection. This is now a lot on Hurts, which is different than the past. I'm not saying he can't handle it. I think he's going to figure it out and do it over the course of his career. But this is a brand new challenge. Jalen this morning was on with with the morning show, Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie, but James was in today hosting. Here is the listen to this back and forth, and it's really about Jalen and learning how to take on this responsibility that Jason Kelce used to have.
What you may have seen from years past is just different autonomy in different places. You know, we had a great player in Jason Kelce who took on a lot of responsibility, and as a result of that, I was told not to worry about a lot of things. And so my eagerness to learn and all of that over the years, you know, kind of was halted because of who we had. But now times are different, and I'm excited for that journey for this football team.
I got some coffee brewing in the back, too.
Yeah, we might need a little energy boost.
Wait. I mean, that's how he talks.
I know. But
he's monotone. He's monotone.
We'll express that as
a
hurt.
I mean,
all right.
What was that?
Sorry. As long as he has his energy next Friday, I'm cool with it. Let's talk about what he said, though, Hugh. Because I thought it was interesting. He said his eagerness to learn was halted. And, like, we all get how it worked, right? Jason was so experienced, a veteran. Mm-hmm. He was doing that before Jalen got to become the starter. So they probably just kept it as is. Jason Kelce sets the protection, right?
Yeah.
And it worked. And I know last year at the end it didn't, but for the most part, Jalen has been kept upright by his offensive line.
Yeah.
Jason's gone. So now it seems like instead of putting it all on Cam Jurgens, it's now moving towards Jalen. You're going to set the protection. You read it. You set it. I get it. The only thing that caught me about that is I would have liked to have heard him said, like, I was prepared to do it. I just didn't need to. Now I'm fully ready. It almost felt like he said, hey, the last few years they didn't ask me to do it, so now I'm starting.
Well, you got comfortable. I mean, that's just like anything, Joe. Like, you know, there are certain roles that are easier for others, some than others, you know. And I think that when you talk about what Jason was and what he was for the team at that time, that's what he's talking about. He's talking about how he was set to protection. I think that Cam's still going to set the protection. Now, what's going to probably happen is probably he's not going to set it to the or have the skill that Jason's had because Jason did it for so long. So it's probably going to take him a while to get there. But if I'm not mistaken, man, most times the center sets protection anyway because the protection changes according to what the defensive line does. Like the protection is what the offensive linemen do and how they choose to block.
Sure.
So it might be they might go, say, if somebody's they're blitzing off the corners, they might go fan protection. They might go slide protection. It just all depends. So the center always sets that protection.
But it seems like with some teams, the quarterback's more involved in it, right? Like Brady used to be. Peyton Manning was the ultimate, like, he was like a conductor out there. Are we going to see more of that from Jalen than we used to?
From what I understand, and I've never played quarterback, but from what I understand as far as the quarterback does, the quarterback might change the route patterns. He might tell, like, the protection is one thing. The routes are something different. They might go hot routes. They might see a blitz coming from the left side and they might check the protection. They might check the route to the left side. Somebody else might become the primary receiver. That's how that works. So you might have to, or you might change the whole routes that everybody's running because you see a blitz coming. Like you might go to a blitz beater route or something like that. So it's one of those things. From my understanding, the center always set the protection. That was something different than what the quarterback did.
It seemed like he said he wanted to do that, though. Like that's what I got from this morning, that he wanted to do what Jason was doing, but because Jason was here, he didn't have to, and now he has to. And I guess the way I could frame how I feel about this now is I think he's going to be good at this. I think he's smart enough. He's played so much football since he was a kid. He'll figure it out. But it might also be more another learning curve thing, Kyle. It's not just a new offense. He now has a new responsibility besides just delivering the ball.
So I'm going to have to be that guy for a second. And this, I'm not like going to make this a massive overreaction, like, oh, like whatever, this and that. I just didn't love that quote, to be honest with you. It was the word eager. Or the eagerness that stuck out to
it
me.
It was halted?
Yeah. Why? I get that you didn't necessarily... I get you didn't really have to have that responsibility, but why was all of a sudden he like, I'll mail it in. I don't have to care about that. Like, where's the hunger for him to actually learn those things? He had to have known that Jason Kelce wasn't going to be here forever. He did get a massive contract to be the quarterback, the leader of the team. Like... why was that just one thing that he decided, I don't really want to learn about that right
well,
now?
Well, I don't think it was that, Kyle. I think it was at the time, that was probably the easiest thing to do.
Yeah, but I agree.
To have the success. You know what I mean? It takes a while to get comfortable with everything that's being thrown at you. He's a young quarterback. So maybe, and I remember, and when I heard that cut, it made me think about when there was a time where basically, Jason passed the reins to Jalen Hurts.
But that was more of a leadership talking in the locker room.
But see,
thing.
I think it was that, and I think it was more of the responsibility.
But he's saying it wasn't. But he's I'm saying
at that point.
Well, you thought that.
That's what I thought. What I thought when all of that happened, because early on, Jalen was still a young buck, and he was still trying to learn his way, and he was still trying to get acclimated to what they were trying to accomplish. And at that point, that's when you start to take on more of those leadership things. It's almost like this. Say like you have a young man that's in your company. Say you're the CEO of the company. Say your son wants to come up and learn the business. That's a process. Like first you got to learn the accounting department. Then you have to learn the HR department.
I agree.
And things like
but
that.
It seems so, like he's saying he wasn't really thinking about it because he didn't have to. Now he has to.
But why wasn't he eager to do it?
Because he was having success, and at that moment it was compartmentalized small frame.
Let me give you guys an analogy. I'll just use a personal analogy because this is what I thought of this morning when I heard this. So when I would do the show at night, right before our show started in the midday, I had the evening show.
Yes.
But because of the Phillies, there were a lot of nights I didn't have a full show. Right, I was on for a very brief period. So mentally, there were weeks that would go by, Hugh, I'd only have to plan out one show. Right, mm-hmm. one idea for the whole week. And then I was hoping that eventually I'd have a show that we have now, that every day we would do something. So you know what I used to do? I used to plan a show in my mind, even if I didn't have a show that day, just so my mind would start getting into the idea of what will we talk about every single day.
Mm-hmm.
Now imagine if when we started our show, I was like, I don't know what we should talk. I have no idea about today. I don't know.
We'd have figured it out.
No, we would have. But
would it be the best product?
Exactly. It would have taken us time maybe to come up with better ideas rather than, all right, I got a feel of maybe what today should be.
I feel you on that. But even with that being said, Joe, the show that we're having today is not the show that we had a year ago.
It's better.
Exactly.
Today. And that's...
And it's still a process.
That's why it's next year's a Super Bowl year. And this year is not Super Bowl or bust. It had no answer to it.
I walked into
you
that
did. It adds to it. This whole thing may take a year to get back to that level.
But to get back to that point, even though that was the first show and we've gotten better, I always aspired to be great. Like, that's the aspiration. And as far as Jalen is concerned, like a lot of times, especially when you're a young quarterback, Kyle, you compartmentalize a lot of things.
All right, well, hold on, because I'm sick of the young label for Jalen Hurts. He is being paid like he's not a young quarterback.
This is year five.
He's now the leader of this team.
Yes. Fifth year in the NFL.
Right? And now I'm going back to last season because we've had so many discussions about who's to blame for the blitz protection, the pickups, all that mm-hmm. stuff. A lot of that, I think some people said, well, isn't it Jason Kelce's responsibility? Well, yeah, it was. Wouldn't it have helped them a little bit if maybe Jalen Hurts shared some of that responsibility or at least was able to help boost Jason Kelce? Like, shouldn't it be a symbiotic relationship between the center and the quarterback that both know and understand what they're looking at?
It is. And they do. But to that point, Kyle, the center still sets the protection. Like the quarterback, from my understanding, is that I'm assuming it was like that because I remember when I was here, Five and Jack used to Jamal Jackson and Donovan McNabb, mm-hmm. they watched film together, and they like the quarterback has an idea. Like, he has an idea of where the protection, where he's most protected and where he's least protected. Because a lot of times, if you got zero dog blitz and you got guys coming through the middle, then that means that everybody has to hunker down inside. So somebody's coming off the corner free. So the quarterback knows that you better get that ball out quick because you're going to take a hit.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying.
So that's where they're on the same page. But as far as... like what you're saying is Jalen needs to do more. He needs to understand where his protection is coming from and where the open receiver is going to be. But that's mostly on him and the receiver.
I just would have loved to hear, it wasn't my responsibility, but I was preparing behind the scenes. I feel ready now.
Yeah. Like
that would have been great.
It feels to me like he just was content last year with like, okay, Jason's got this during the week. And we saw how it spiraled out of control.
Well, regardless of who's in charge, they're green no matter what. Because Jared Juergens has never done this at the NFL level. And obviously Jalen hasn't. So we all know what's coming next Friday. The Packers are coming right up the middle with a blitz. And they're going to say, hey,
here's the thing that we can't do. And I know it's kind of hard because we pick apart everything that's being said. I can't penalize Jalen for being transparent.
Yeah, well, I'm admittedly being a little bit nitpicky. It's
yes,
the word. I totally understand.
And that's fair because to your point, there's a lot last year that we don't know.
Yeah.
So we listen to everything that's being said. And we're trying to figure. We're still like, even though the season's about to start next week, we're still trying to figure out what the hell happened last.
I agree. He doesn't deserve to be criticized for it. It's another layer for me on why it's not a Super Bowl or bust year. I just feel like there's growth that needs to happen in a lot of places.
I mean, Jalen, if you listen, and I know you did the show this morning. What's the day? We got how many days?
We got eight.
We got eight. You got eight damn days to figure this out. You got 8 days, dog. Get whatever. Get it out your system. You get a pass, but come Friday night, your ass better be ready to play.
No question. 215-592-9494. That's how you happen. Your reaction to what Jalen said this morning with James and John, is this, in your mind, a Super Bowl or bust season? And are you worried about this series? You nervous about this Braves series? I'm not nervous about this. Not nervous. Let's go to Terrence in Springfield, who was with us last night for the draft. Hey, Terrence.
Dude, Joe, Kyle, what's up, man?
What's going on, man?
I had a great time last night, man.
Appreciate it, yes.
It was awesome.
How do you feel about your draft a day later? What are you feeling?
I'm feeling pretty good. I got some options, man. You know how the fellas say, I got some options, I mean.
Oh, well, you know, you had two in Dak, right?
I got options.
You got options.
I got two in Dak. I got four wide receivers, Pickens, A.J. Brown. You know, man, I got Terry McLaurin. I got some receivers. Debo Samuel. I got some options.
Yeah, you do have options there. All right, Terrence, what are you thinking on the Eagles?
I'm with you. This is definitely Super Bowl or bust. And a lot of people don't look at it like this. The Eagles player with the most pressure on him this season, believe it or not, is Cam Juergens. We all know Kelce didn't have a great year last year, but Cam Juergens is filling in a hell of some shoes to fill in right now, handling the blitz, the protections and all that. He's snapping the ball to Hurts, and that's a big responsibility for him leading that unit. But I was looking at the other day, and I feel like a lot of times Jalen Hurts don't get a lot of respect. And I watched the ESPN this morning, and they said something about how Josh Allen, they voted him the most overrated quarterback in the NFL. So I'm looking at that, and a lot of times they're putting Josh Allen in front of Hurts on the list. But a lot of these players like Josh Allen, Brock Purdy, all these quarterbacks, they have the expense of these coaches that knows the X's and O's. They know how to do motion in their offense. And this year, with Kellen Moore in the offense, Jalen Hurts had that at his disposal. So we're going to see how this turns out. Like you said, next Friday, Jalen Hurts, you got to bring it, bro. This is definitely Super Bowl or bust. I believe bringing in Saquon Barkley. But I am worried about our interior defensive line and offensive line. But I feel like he's going to be in a lot of shootouts this year. Because our defense is looking a little shaky, but we got to see what the defense looks like first but I feel like this is definitely Super Bowl or bust.
Well, I'm with you on that O-line, D-line. It's just it's a little bit more, you know, we'll see. I'll put it that way, compared to years past where we kind of knew what we had there. Terrence, who are we talking about today for Hughes Clues? Who's that college coach?
Ah, man. Somebody said, I was going to say Deion, but I'm going to say Greg Ellis.
Greg Ellis. Terrence, appreciate the phone call. I don't know where Greg's coaching. Do you know?
Me neither. Let me look it up.
Obviously a former Cowboy. He was a good player, Greg Ellis. That is not our answer, but we continue to find. The guesses today are really interesting. All over the place. Dan Lanning. We got some good ones here. Deion Sanders, last one. We're giving away a pair of tickets. Eagles official season kickoff watch party. So this is a current college coach that Hugh knows personally, and he did play for the Cowboys back in the day. So those are your two hints so far, two guesses so far. Radiothon rolling on. Don't forget here, EaglesRadiothon.com. You could bid on a sit-in where you come and be in the studio with us for an entire show. We'll have lunch for you, hang out with us when we do the show. We also could do a remote show. That's also one you could bid on. And you could bid on a video game experience with Hugh Douglas. Are you ready to play some video games with people?
I'm always ready to play some video games, man. Listen, we get to hang out here in the studio. We get to play video games. We get to have a good time. I don't know what we're playing, but listen, because I know y'all want me to play football.
Well, I want to be mad at because someone will cook you.
Tecmo Bowl.
That'd be fun.
I want to play Tecmo Bowl.
When was the last time you played it?
I haven't played in a while, but like if I play with the Raiders.
Bo?
Oh, yeah, I got a shot.
You got Bo.
I got a shot to win.
Yeah, that's a cheat code.
Yeah, that's definitely a cheat code. So we get to do that, man. So, yeah, you need to bid on this. You got to 5 o'clock to bid on some of these items. And then here's another one. The Ultimate Sports Radio 94 WIP Philadelphia Eagles Game Day Experience. 2024 season, Philadelphia Eagles home game. Date will be selected by the Eagles Autism Foundation and Sports Radio. 4 people, 100 level tickets to a 2024 Philadelphia Eagles game, like I just said, home game scheduled to take place at the park. Meet and greet with Eagles Game Day Radio host. You get to meet Merrill and Mike.
Woo.
Man, listen, this one's already at $3,200. We need more money for that one, people. Come on, we need some more money for this bid, people.
Hop in and bid. These are great items, and I think they're. I mean, some of them are deals. Like you wouldn't get this for that amount.
Nah.
And it goes to a great cause, the Eagles Autism Foundation. Text midday to 53219 to make a donation right now through text EaglesRadiothon.com.
I got one more for you,
what
Joe.
You got?
Real quick, ice cream party.
Woo.
With the Georgia Boys.
That's a fun one.
That sounds like a music group, like
it
a
does.
Country music.
Come
group.
On, and see the Georgia Boys.
Nolan Smith, N'Kobe Dean, and Jordan Davis. What's wrong with y'all? This is an ice cream party. It doesn't have to be adults, but if you want it to be adults, that's fine. Everybody likes ice cream. I tried to tell them this morning, everybody doesn't, but I couldn't think of one person.
I've never met one person
that didn't like ice cream.
Yeah.
It's somebody out there that don't like ice cream. But for the ones that do like ice cream, you need to bid on this ice cream party with the Georgia Boys, Nolan Smith, N'Kobe Dean, and Jordan Davis. That's a good item, man.
Great item. All right, go bid now. EaglesRadiothon.com. Your phone call is coming up. 215-592-9494. Super Bowl or bust for the Eagles? I don't think so. Hugh does. And an interesting name, a pitcher, became available to the Phillies. They need to get him immediately. I really like this guy. He just got put on waivers. I think it could be a big, big addition down the stretch. We'll tell you about who that is next. Sports Radio 94 WIP.
You know, we are heading into the most wonderful time of the year. It's football season. And what's on the menu for football season? Pork, of course. Get ready for game day with Hatfield and put some pork on your fork. Elevate your kickoff cuisine with Hatfield's winning lineup of marinated pork tenderloins, bacon, and ham. Whether you're the tailgate king or gridiron gourmet, Hatfield helps you savor the taste of victory. Visit simply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.